Welcome back to the Sneak Diss, your weekly podcast on sneakers, sports, culture, and other nonsense, made by sneakerheads for sneakerheads. Find the podcast streaming on iTunes, Google Play Music, Stitcher, YouTube, and on the website, which is updated daily at www.thesneakdiss.com. Get at us on Twitter at @the_sneakdiss, Instagram at @thesneakdiss, and check out the Facebook page, The Sneak Diss Podcast. And now, on to the Sneak Diss.
Follow us or else.
Yo, episode 22, Greg, Ryan,
sir.
George,
eight,
back in the building. We back.
We back.
I've been waiting. Appreciate y'all waiting every Thursday. Waiting for this every Thursday morning. Right now it's Wednesday. Pickups, anybody?
Got no pickups.
No pickups. George, any pickups?
I picked something up.
Well, if you want to say what you picked up,
y'all yourself out. Both picked
actually,
up.
Actually, it wasn't mine.
I didn't pick up anything.
Y'all both picked up some big ticket items.
Not me.
Not you?
Nope.
Picked up a new transmission?
Nope. Actually, well, I didn't have to, but the Charger is back on the streets.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. Okay, good.
Are you done? No. You know what I'm about to tell my joke. Your big pickup.
No, I wasn't going to say anything. I just said I picked something up. It wasn't a shoe.
Today.
I cleaned some shoes, I think.
Rejuvenator?
I did not rejuvenate them.
I got to clean some shoes, bro.
I should have used the brushes.
I got to clean some shoes more because I tore them up in Atlanta.
I got $80 for those Red Independence Days right
smoking.
Now.
Wait.
WDS
so
tonight.
You sent us a picture of that, right?
The beat up.
I thought you were wearing those Yeezys when you sent that one picture.
I was wearing Yeezys at one point, and then I took them off.
Hey, look at him, no rich. No.
Dang. You sent us a picture of wearing Yeezys.
You put two shoes on a 24-hour jaunt.
<That's> like three shoes.
The same night. No, I'm not talking about like you could have worn something like on the plane. Then when you change,
yeah,
you
but we went to like a spot in Atlanta that we didn't know the rules. Like we didn't know like what's the dress code. Like, we didn't know what to do, and of course, like
there are no rules in Atlanta.
And then we go, and then
he doesn't want to speak on it.
You had chill, and then we go to one of those spots, and it's like, oh yeah, you know this, know that, but you go there, everybody got on hats, everybody got on shorts, everybody got on t-shirts. So I was like, man. Well, luckily, we still wore whatever we wanted to wear anyways, but we turned. What are we talking about today, Simple?
Talking about NFL, the NFL preview sneak diss style. I guess since none of us have pickups, we can talk about what's coming out. There's a ton of Ultra Boost coming out, the metal pack.
We talk about all the NFL?
No, we're going to talk about the NFL preview for AFC and NFC West teams.
So we're going to be doing this next few episodes. Next week, we'll talk about two other
conferences,
whatever divisions.
I'm a little upset. I forgot what I was going to say. I'm upset. That's all I know.
You're upset.
What's dropping?
The price of the Ultra Boost Gold Medal Pack.
$200.
I'm upset about that.
Yeah, we can get
$200.
Did you buy some?
No. They came out on. I got the tweet from Karmaloop.
They came out.
About them. The Gold Medal Pack and the Multis dropped on Karmaloop. I was going to buy the Multis and.
I clicked on, like, finish line, like, 20, 30 minutes.
I missed them again, bro.
I clicked on finish line, like, 20, 30 minutes after the release, and there was still, like, a 9.5 and a 10 left in the gold medal ones. And then went to a meeting at work. The Adidas release came out. I assumed Adidas would have the most pairs. Came back maybe an hour later, 30 minutes later, whatever it was, and the thing was completely removed from the website. They didn't even say sold out. So
I didn't even know they dropped today. I thought it was tomorrow. I had all the links to every single store, everything, and...
Tomorrow is every NMD ever made.
All right, so what's coming out?
Something is wrong with Twitter, or I don't know if it's like specific accounts, because the ones I normally get the like notification from that stuff is releasing.
Coming late.
It's not even, it's not working at all. I don't know if it's their account, because I've unfollowed them, followed them. I did all the like Twitter.
I've noticed that like some of my, I don't get as many 404
wrong,
texts
huh?
as
I
used to.
Get a lot of them either, but I thought I turned a bunch off.
I did this thing, like, went through the troubleshooting thing that Twitter told me to do. Still didn't work. I'm not to cuss them out, no.
You might have to. The only other things that come out this weekend, the Flyknit Racers, the Volt. No, I'm not. I have some.
They sent me one of those things on the Nike app. We reserved a pair for you, man.
I love Flyknit Racers, but I got too many Flyknit Racers.
I like Flyknit Racers, but them joints are overpriced for what they are.
If they were $49.99, I'd probably call.
Now, the ones I sent you in the thread, them like all black ones or whatever, where you can't even really see the swoosh, just like all black with a white sole, if those come out, might have the cop.
When did you send that?
You're in cop doubles. That.
What else? When did you send that? You know what I'm talking about? I sent it to the thread. It might have been like last week or earlier this week.
You better find it. Resend that. And the only other thing is the Olympic Jordan 5s, which I've heard actually good things about it.
I don't know why a lot of people are trying to buy those.
A lot of people are trying to buy them.
Suck. You just said in the thread the other day, watch calls were sitting somewhere, and then I was literally in the store in Finish Line last night on the shelf.
Metallic 5s are sitting
with
and
the
those
Nike
sell out.
Air on the back.
Oh, yes. If those sell out of Metallic 5s, then.
I mean, people who like haven't copped in months are like, oh, I'm definitely going for those. I'm like, going for them? You just go in the store and grab them. Like, do stores still do raffles and stuff?
I'm sure they do.
I don't do anything. Like, Sheik and all that? I haven't seen anybody post a sheet code or a raffle thing.
Honestly,
forever.
I'm sure Foot Locker is still doing stuff for like, you know, Yeezys and
Jordan, Metallic 5s. Did they do anything for Metallic 5s?
No, mm-hmm. But ever since Sneakers App came out, I mean, I don't get on Sneakers App. Like, I don't.
Well, even when Sneaker Apps came out, there was still something that we tried.
I do buy it. Everything sits around. So I haven't signed up for a raffle since the 11s.
11 what?
The last 11s that came out.
Did you buy the Lowe's? Did anyone buy the Lowe's on the restock?
You talking about 72 10s?
Yeah, that was the last like raffle I signed up for.
I don't know about
I thought you talking about red.
We don't go do raffles, but we like wait in Facebook groups to put posts.
Oh, yeah, like that, those raffles. Yeah. I mean, like actually go to a store.
Oh, yeah, no.
Well, hold on. So no one, you guys in cop, Navy 11 Lowe's, whatever, with the gum bottle?
Yeah, I did, but I didn't.
On the original release or just recently?
No, on the original release.
Out like Steven Shoes.
Yeah, Steven Shoes.
Oh, all right. What about the red one?
The red one I got on .com. And one pair of Stevens. And one pair from an unnamed source.
Three.
Bruh, you didn't talk about it in here.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, he did.
Not three.
Yeah, I did.
Not three. I think at the time he talked about he only had one. No, he had two at the time. He had got one from Nike and said he got a size 10 from Stevens Shoes.
Oh, yeah. You're out of control.
And one from a
source. Is it because both shoes match that hat?
Although, yeah. I'm not going to lie. The white and red ones.
Nah, the blue and gum is better.
Now, they look a little different. I think these white and reds that just, the white and red 11 lows now, cherry, whatever, look better than the original ones.
Oh, I thought you were about to say the anything with gum bottom, that's like kind of dope.
I mean, the gum navy ones are dope, but they're just like, I don't know how.
I've never seen them in person yet.
Yeah, they're like.
Hey, I did see those. I was telling you about the, I don't know, it was like a couple weeks ago. I was like, the next thing I'm going to buy is some Vans. They have the old school monochromes or whatever they are in the store out in Champs. I mean, Vans last night.
Yeah, but they're like,
they didn't have the burgundy ones. That's the only. Well, they're 60, but if you could find them, like in
the Lowe's,
no, the Lowe's, not the high.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
No, the Lowe's are.
Wait,
flame.
They had the Lowe's there.
They had the blue navy, which is like called the dress blues, and then they had the olive ones, which is like ivy green.
I want the maroons.
They didn't have the maroons. Yeah,
all the van stores has the maroons on like ads, but they don't have them in the actual store.
Yeah, it upset me. I found them on eBay today. I didn't buy them, but
which
I
is crazy
them,
because I, like, those are the same
to the wish list
as the. W Taps or whatever that came out with that, like
The Bones.
There's a new one coming out too. Did you see that?
But they like the Chukka boots, isn't it?
Yeah, there's Chukkas and something.
And then there's
else.
Like
they
a
look kind of whack too. The
material.
There is a low era coming out, but the way they designed it is completely different from the way it used to be. It was whack.
I'm gonna start collecting some like classic Vans. They just get trashed so quick.
I'm definitely gonna cop the monochrome.
I'm gonna at some point.
You're talking about the classics?
Old school.
Oh, the old school. Okay.
Yeah, old school monochrome.
Cause my Stussy old schools, I know wore those.
Look up Vans old school dress blues, and you'll find it. That's just the blue one. They had an ivy green one, was dope, but the burgundy one.
And yesterday was the first time you saw Alpha Bounces,
in store. Yeah,
suck,
dude. They are so trash. They even had the like original one, the one that people call OG or whatever. Suck,
awful.
Who had
balls?
Finish line
Chandler.
Finish Line Westgate got them too.
Oh, really?
They have them just.
Which, by the way, Finish Line Chandler, if y'all listening, feel free to send us some stuff because we shout y'all out for free.
Funny, I wonder if like anybody in these like just regular Foot Locker sneaker stores like listen to us. You know?
I'd wear Alpha Bounce
on a trip. I seen Stally wearing them today in like that celebrity thing.
What? Alpha Bounce?
Yeah. They didn't look too bad.
Yeah, they suck.
But, I mean, if you get them for everything that looks
good. If I got them for like $49, $59, I'd
buy them. If you get them for free, then it's different. But yeah, they suck. Like, suck ball sacks. The material on the bottom is so hard, I don't understand how it's comfortable.
I don't get it either. And the Alpha Bounce is what they used on Damian Lillard, one of the versions of his shoes.
Oh, God.
I thought Alpha Bounce was just introduced on those. They've been using it on a couple shoes already.
I did not know that.
Which shows it's nothing. And
yeah. If you charge $180 for an Ultra Boost and then you come back and charge $100 for an Alpha Bounce and don't change the price of Ultra Boost, it means whatever you're putting in the Alpha Bounce is not up to snuff. All
That's
right,
real.
I'm sorry.
And yo, shout out to the homie Mike Rich. He's the guy I was telling y'all that does like the sneaker.
Mike Rich made it.
Like crazy followers, crazy subscribers on YouTube, and he posted a video. It looked like he was in Atlanta. I don't know, whatever, in Georgia. Every single Boost, period, is just on the shelves. He's just going through the store. Every Ultra Boost,
somebody I saw him,
NMDs, all that.
Dang, you were just in Atlanta. You ain't go cop.
I landed in Atlanta at 11 o'clock at night, went straight to the hotel, showered, changed, straight to the party. Party, left, sleep, came back here.
Dang.
I saw something on Twitter where somebody
was it
like,
a sneak this launch party?
Dang, listen to him.
You didn't come.
That's messed up.
You were invited. You didn't go.
Oh, that's messed up, man.
That's you.
But on Twitter, somebody was like, something. This was like 2 weeks ago or a week ago or whatever when the multicolors came out, and they were out for like a week. And the dude was like, oh, yeah, they're sitting in my neighborhood, blah, blah. He was like, something else going to be. So I wouldn't be surprised if it was Atlanta or somewhere.
Yeah, Atlanta had don't care every about single one in that video that
that's
he
crazy.
Had posted. Everyone. And he just going. He went from one store. He's like, not just this store. Went to another. Saw Road, NMDs, everything. I was like, man, I hope you got PayPal because we might need you one day. Pause. So I'm not copying anything this week. Not that I could think of.
You going to cop the closing ceremony 11 Lows? The gold? You going to try?
I don't know, man. I feel like I might try and then maybe take them back. I like those. I don't know, man.
Is Usain Bolt going to be wearing those?
Somebody, yo, them joints is fire, though.
Speaking of which, those Michael Johnson Pegasus came out today. Those are actually they don't suck, but they suck.
They don't suck, but they suck. Right.
They should have been gold.
That's real. I don't even know why they were.
I don't know why
that's
they did
stupid.
One red and one blue. Like it should have been gold.
He kind of corny. I heard him doing like some commentary. Like, man, corny. I mean, he's a legend. Like no disrespect. But
Jordan 31s Jordan 31 black and red and black and red
Jordan
ones are coming soon.
Sold out. Except
yes.
that
the Olympic ones sold out.
Oh yeah. Not the Rio ones.
People
though.
Were like in line for them or something, weren't they?
Yeah.
Camping.
Now and like how much? What's resale on them? 220. Because you can get them on eBay for like 240
high,
now.
I thought it was like 174.
Oh, I thought they were.
Like a random price, yeah. 174. Everything Nike does is with it, like a 99.
That was 174.99. It was something. Somebody had it for 174. Right. It might have been eBay.
173.12.
Oh no, them joints is whack. Right.
They're not whack. They're not whack on court. They're whack.
They suck. You really want them to be tight so bad.
I actually
the jump man is too
tight.
Big. They shouldn't have put the jump man on there.
I don't even think it's the jump man. It's just the shoe. Like if you're trying to like reinvent the one, I guess it looks nothing like the one. It like favors it, but it looks nothing like the one. They would have been better off making a one, making the leather fly knit or whatever that material is. And then that sole, putting that sole on it, but like making it more streamlined. That sole has too many curves. That's whack. That's garbage, man. And the band ones, they should have took the swoosh off and the jump man and put the X on the side. That would have been tight. All right.
They suck.
That would have been fire.
What you laughing
the
at, bro?
Suck?
That jump man, they suck.
The band ones suck?
The band 131?
No, the band ones.
No, stop. The 31s, you freak. Oh, okay.
You say something like that, your soul is in trouble, all right? You could never talk bad about band ones, ever, all right? So I ain't copping nothing. Simple says not copping nothing.
I am.
I'm going to cop those. I'm going to try for those 11 lows, for sure.
They come out this weekend?
27th.
Oh, we got time. We'll do another podcast by then.
We can think about it.
Yeah, yes, that's 2 weeks. That. I could lay down on that.
What you buying, George?
The Olive NMDs. I mean, that's if.
You go get those.
Yeah.
It's like 50,000 colors coming out.
Well, don't understand that, but like people are going to go for specific ones. You already know that.
Well, look, so. We'll hit up Mike Rich in Atlanta.
Just don't go to any more meetings.
Yeah, you just cop them. Aren't they coming out here?
Get a bot.
I have no idea.
Yeah, get a bot.
I got the Adidas gift card. That's what I want to use it for.
Oh, well, if they come out on Finish Line, we got that homemade bot somebody gave us.
Yeah, you mean Foot Locker.
Yeah, whatever. That bot is raggedy. That bot don't do nothing. I think that bot takes stuff out your cart. Oh, a reverse bot. All right, so anything else? Nothing?
Yeah, that's it.
All right, so, you know, Sneak This Style. Oh, what's up?
Oh, you don't want to talk about the Olympics?
I mean, sure.
Yeah, the Olympics are happening. Gold, like we got some gold medals
happening.
Although I will say,
I'm saying like talking now, about the like main events, like Phelps going crazy, Katie Ledecky.
Well, let
like,
me say
Bolt,
this.
Whatever.
All right, homegirl from Bahamas diving.
Oh yeah, we should talk about that.
Okay, I know it's legal, but that's whack, bro.
All right, well, so we agree
that's
then.
Whack.
We agree.
Like, and I know it's not illegal. It just looks crazy, like. I don't know, man. 4 years, I completely understand doing something like that. Like, I'm talking 4 years of training, and you're right there at the finish line, and you ain't got nothing else left. I can see why you would die. Did you see it, Simple?
No.
You didn't see homegirl dive? You
no.
had to have seen at least a meme. Where against Allison,
meme.
Allison Felix?
Yeah.
You didn't see it?
No.
Bruh.
I'm Googling it right now.
I don't, okay, I didn't necessarily have a problem with it in quotation marks.
Yeah.
And the only reason is because,
it's legal.
Like, again, she's there every 4 years, just like Allyson Felix is, even though I'm rooting for Allyson Felix for obvious reasons. And plus all the track athletes who had run, and the, you know, all the track athletes who run say like, oh, no, we don't have a problem with it either. So, oh, wow, I lost my train of thought there for a second. Sorry.
Hey, anyways. That's also your Twitter name.
Anyways. Boing. All right, anyways. So what I was saying, track athletes running in the Olympics didn't have an issue with it. But I will say I still think it's like Bush League pause.
Swag. I mean, people try to compare it to like sliding in the first base.
Yeah, it's not the same. Because in
I
running, I read about
same.
It. It's not the same because in running, if you slide in the first base, you actually are losing speed. You know what I mean? Like, at first, everything is a force out, so they don't have to tag you. Like, people slide because they try to avoid a tag at other bases.
Although,
first,
I did not know.
The base.
I either didn't know or forgot torso. I thought once
yeah.
she reached,
yeah.
I was
so
like.
That's what I was going to say is, if any part of your torso hits
so
the thing,
she,
so if you fall, that's why her thing fell
she
first.
She dove and was way over the line, and it didn't mean nothing, but her chest got there before Felix. I was like, man.
Yeah.
But that's whack, man.
Yeah, it's Bush League.
I find it, one reason why it's whack is because, like, I completely understand. Somebody was like, yo, but she got, you know, when she grow up, family and kids, they could tell you want a gold medal. But, yeah, when they go back and watch auntie or mama or grandma run the race and she dove like Superman across the line, I don't know. I don't think I could have done it. Now, she would have definitely lost if she didn't do it, all right? Because Felix was booking, all right? That might be the
yeah,
only
she
time.
She was running her down.
That might that be the only good. Time Allyson Felix wears her correct shoe size. Because when she be wearing Jordans, yo, when she wear Jordans, she look like a capital L. She is too skinny to be wearing Jordans and stuff that big. All right? She look good and all.
She shouldn't be wearing those, like,
she be like
socks or whatever them long. I'm tired of seeing those, like, long socks.
I didn't
or
even
whatever.
Know stuff like that was legal. The compressions?
Always Jeez. Wears those. Every race.
They look kind of tight, though.
Okay.
I don't know why. I mean, they're compression socks, ain't they?
They look whack.
I mean, they're like something you fight in, but they look tight.
Yes. Jousters.
Bolt, still king. Phelps, king.
Yeah, I mean, 31 years old. I mean, I don't know. Bolt's not 31. Michael Phelps. Bolt, I just don't. 28. I mean, yeah, he's a little bit older, too, at least for, you know, a lead athlete like that. But I just don't like the 200 individual medley when he was, like, tied or just barely leading, going to the third turn and then came out in the freestyle and was, like, gone, lights
yeah,
out.
He was gone.
I just don't. It was like all those other swimmers just stopped.
Yeah, I don't understand. Yeah, I mean, I think I would still try again. If I was him, I'd go in Tokyo next. I mean, why not? I would go. I would continue if I was them until, like, I lose. Like, I don't see you don't lose anything by going and losing. Like, you're still the most decorated Olympian, period. You go to Tokyo and you lose, I lost. Like, I lost. It doesn't mean nothing because you shouldn't be there winning in the first place. You go there and win, though? Statues in every Olympic city.
I think they're already building statues.
Yeah, most likely.
In Baltimore or whatever.
Gymnast, fire. They all win everything. Have you watched any Olympics, Simple?
I watched the basketball part of the basketball game today.
I haven't watched 1 second of basketball.
No?
I don't even know when to come on. Unless you guys start texting. If I'm at a bar and it's on. Oh, so I never
they come on like 2 or 3 in the afternoon. I mean, it depends what, you know, in the schedule of the day, because there were some games that were early.
I haven't watched 1 second of basketball.
But they advanced to the semifinals.
Man, I've watched more synchronized swimming than I have basketball. That synchronized swimming is nuts. All right.
Synchronized swimming in the green pool. I think they finally cleared that.
So now they're going to play the winner of Spain-France, right?
I think, yeah, I heard something. Spain next, but
I just
assume Spain will win. Probably not. I don't know who their opponent is.
France.
Oh, okay. Well, then, yeah, they put the winner of that game.
Yeah.
More than likely Spain.
Who's better, Spain or France?
Spain, more than likely.
Pau Gasol's on it.
I mean, they have Mrotić. One thing I don't understand about international sports and always will be upset about, like if your parents are from a country and they move and you're born there and then you want to go for like the country, that country, like U.S. men's soccer team, Jurgen Klinsmann has a bunch of guys who are born in Germany but are U.S. citizens because their parents are from the U.S. But Mrotić moved to Spain to play like in the, or Mirotić, whatever, moved to Spain when he was like 15 to play in Spanish leagues. You're not from Spain. How are you playing for Spain? That stuff bothers me.
Dang, so angry.
The U.S. does not do that in any sport. Like, yes, like I said, in like the men's soccer team, we get guys who are like half German, half American, but their parents are American. Ibaka, Serge Ibaka, you're not Spanish.
Yeah, I don't understand that. That's why I don't get that.
Nikola Mirotić, you're not Spanish. That stuff upsets me. They just do it just to get a better team. Like, that's if they had, is. Like, their real team, they'd be trash. They'd be
garbage. I'm like, shoot, what, Ibaka, what, he should be on Senegal or something?
Definitely not Spain.
Definitely not Spain.
Spain slapped a face off France, 92-67.
Well, that doesn't surprise me.
They beat them. Anything else?
No, let's get into it. You want to explain what we're doing here?
So,
I think it's difficult to watch the Olympics when it's being shown in tape delay. Country. I mean, it's just lame. And I mean, the thing about it is Brazil, Rio is only an hour ahead of New York.
And you know what stupid is? I'm watching SportsCenter. I'm watching, like, PTI are highly questionable. And they show at the bottom, it's breaking news. So-and-so won.
Oh, yeah.
You're a sports channel. If there is one law in sports, is you don't tell other sports fans what happened before it happens. Like, Olympics, they should know. Like, or they should at least put up something like,
yeah,
hey.
but they're competing with NBC, so they don't care about
that's
NBC.
Whack. Okay.
That's basically like a middle finger to NBC.
Say, yeah, but they should say, hey, like, spoiler thing. Something like, you know, give it like a little gap on the whatever that bottom line is,
right.
It should say Olympic results, you know, little gap, then tell. So I could, like, close my eyes or do something. But anyways, you know, it's a little hard, like we said. It's going to be in Tokyo 4 years from now, so we'll all be 4 years older. And
we'll be there, broadcasting live.
I hope
sneak
so.
This.
Hopefully the podcast is still around then. Bruh, did somebody fart? Bruh. Oh, my God.
He ate them burritos, bruh. Man.
So that smells like AutoZone.
That doesn't smell like AutoZone. That smells like a boiler room.
Like a mechanic's hands. Oh, my goodness.
Like a peanut factory.
Oh, my goodness. Mikes, y'all hear some? Y'all hear some disturbance? Y'all hear
these rips? Look at it, rips.
Yeah, you ate too many of those. Shout out to Rips.
You took the name too seriously.
Them rips was delicious. All right, so Sneak This Style NFL preview. So what we're gonna do is the next few weeks we're just gonna do a few divisions. Right now we're gonna do the NFC West and the AFC West. So we split up the teams. We'll probably all together talk about the Broncos since they won the Super Bowl, and we might talk about – and the Chiefs as well. But Sneak This Style, you know, just a quick overview of the teams from last year, what we might think they do this year, and we're going to compare each team that we discuss to a sneaker. Since this is a sneaker podcast, we still want to somehow incorporate sneakers. So who wants to go first?
George.
Let George go first. I know George probably has the most information on earth. What do you got?
All right. So, we're doing the AFC West and the NFC West. I don't know if you just said that.
Did.
First overall. I'm going to go with my team, the Oakland Raiders. 7-9 last season. It was an upgrade over the previous 10 years. They had a couple 8-8 seasons in that period, but other than that, they had no record over 500. No one expected them to be even decent last year. They got three of the best young players in the NFL.
Wait, was that Carr's first season last year?
Second year.
Oh, I expected them to be better.
No, I said better, but not 8-8 or 7-9. Let's put it this way. They led a lot of games. They could have been 11-5 easily. I mean, they lost games at the. I mean, a lot of NFL teams lose games at the gun and whatnot, but they could have won 10, 11 games. All right. So they were third in the AFC West with that record last year. They had one of the best off seasons in the experts' eyes. Picked Carl Joseph, the safety from West Virginia, in the first round because Charles Woodson retired. Big up. Seawood, Hall of Famer, first ballot.
Facts.
They had probably the best free agent class. They signed the guard from Baltimore, Osemele, who was like rated one of the top guards in the NFL last year, giving the Raiders either the first or second best O-line in the league. Cowboys and Raiders 1 and 2 in some order. We'll find out. Sean Smith, the cornerback from Kansas City, stolen from a division rival, big time. And then Bruce Irvin, linebacker, defensive end from Seahawks to give Khalil Mack some help up front.
We'll see. Because he doesn't have Alden Smith anymore.
Yeah.
Ever again.
Unfortunately. Well, we don't know about that. We'll find out.
What is he, rehab now?
He went to rehab, but I...
They didn't say what it was for.
Yeah, the whole NFL thing, like, I don't know that they'll be able to get him convicted. Well, convict ain't the right word, but the whole video thing. If you can't see somebody's face, you ain't convicting them. All right, and then I looked up on ESPN... Their number 11 preseason power rating, probably the highest power rating they've had in since 2002 Super Bowl year. So number 11, they were number 13 post-draft. So they moved up two spots somehow just during that space. One issue in I actually was at the Cardinal game last week when they came out here and played. Mario Edwards, their starting defensive end, hip injury. So he's supposed to be out 4 to 6 weeks, and they want him to play. They're expecting him to play really well. He was really good last year as a rookie. So second year, you normally make a big jump, and him getting hurt, that's not cool. All right, and the shoe comparison is the Roshi. And the reason is when the Roshi first came out, it was fire flames, and then it just fell off the cliff. The Raiders used to be a super dope franchise, and lately they've just been like this.
So you going the other way? You go compare them as being whack?
I'm saying until this year. Oh, okay. There's obviously a lot of hype, but they haven't played anything, so we got to see what they do. They're on the uptick. But the shoe comparison for now is the Roshi. We'll see if they can this year become an NMD or an Ultra Boost.
Okay. You going with your next team?
No, we do one at a time. Okay. I'm tired of talking.
All right. So, obviously, this is Arizona. The Cardinals last season 13-3, won the division, ran away with the division. I think the only losses they had were like against Seattle, somebody. I think maybe the Rams or something like that. Team is obviously strong, going to be in the top in defense. What are the power rankings on the Cardinals? I didn't even look at that.
I can look it up. Simple.
Schedule this season is pretty easy. Like early on, I mean, their first game they're going to go. Like, I think Pats, Bucks, Bills, Rams, Niners, Jets, and Seahawks. I mean, they should be undefeated by the time they get to the Seahawks. They might have some trouble against the Bills, though.
I actually forgot something. We're supposed to do the prediction for the year, too, right?
What do you predict?
So, for the Raiders, I'm going to be somewhat conservative. I'm going to say 9-7. A lot of people saying 11-5, division winner. I'm going to go 9-7.
Raiders are winning the division.
I got to see it. I'm a Raider fan, so I'm skeptical. You know what I mean? I got to see it to believe it.
Raiders are winning the division.
I appreciate the confidence, but I got to see it to believe it. You guys will talk about the other teams in that division, but the Raiders were third last year. This year, it's tough. The Broncos' defense is still going to be number one in the league, even though their offense is a joke.
They don't score. It don't matter.
Yeah, they got Mark Sanchez as the starting quarterback, and then KC is going to be tough as they are every year. So
KC is one of them, like, don't trust me teams.
Sorry to interrupt.
But yeah, like I said, Pats, they'll probably beat the Patriots since Brady be out the first four games. Pats, Bucks, Bills, Rams, Niners, Jets, Hawks. That's like their first 8-9 games. And then Panthers after Hawks in a bye week. Again, I think they'll be 13-3. win the division again. What they do in the playoffs, I don't believe it's a Super Bowl team. I don't. I just don't see them. I love the coach. Bruce Arians is hands down, I mean, I don't want to say the best coach in the league, but it's a coach
he's a real
I would love to play for. He's just a cool cat, all right? And he tells it like how it is. Prediction, I do think that John Brown's going to be like breakout fantasy like player. I think he's going to be up there. I think if anybody wants to get themselves a nice sleeper wide receiver, I'm definitely John Brown. And I compare, I mean, Cardinals, I compare easily to the Ultra Boost. All right. Power rankings.
All right.
Oh, they're power. Number two?
Number two, ESPN Power Woo. Rankings.
Cardinals, number two power rankings. I compare the Cardinals to the Ultra Boost because I was watching whatever that was, and they were talking about, is the Cardinals the new America's team? And obviously that's the Dallas Cowboys forever, all right? Forever, all right? You can't take away a title like that. It's the Dallas Cowboys.
Who gave the title? They gave it to themselves.
The United States of America. No,
that doesn't even make any sense.
That's in the Constitution.
We didn't vote on it.
It don't matter. You don't go to vote on certain things like that.
Donald Trump's going to change that.
Donald Trump is
you better stop saying stuff like that before we lose listeners.
That's real.
He's trending like 20% in the U.S. right now.
But like I said, the Cardinals are like Ultra Boost because one of the reasons because they're just the hot new thing right now. They're eventually going to turn into the Roshi Run. Eventually. It's like, oh, man, look at this. Young cats running around, defense, something different. It's not the same old, same old. We got tired of the Patriots and the Seahawks. Same teams. Cardinals just look attractive right now. Pretty soon, Ultra Boost going to be sitting on every shelves. But I love them, and I'll be copping still. But they'll be the Roshi Runs eventually. That's what. So right now, hot new thing. Everyone be watching. I bet the Cardinals will be on TV so many times.
I already
this
looked. They have like four primetime games or three primetime games or something.
They're going to be on there. All right. And I can't wait to watch them.
And of course, the like second half of the season, you can do the.
Oh, you NBC switch up can the. Switch it, yeah, that's right.
So it might be more.
It might
good.
Be more. But definitely, division winners, playoffs, 13-3 again. No Super Bowl. That's a fact. And fantasy standout, I definitely say John Brown's going to be a sleeper pick. He could probably grab in like the fifth round, sixth round or something. Might be a little early, but we'll see. Simple, who you got?
All right, I'll go with my NFC West team, the 49ers. 49ers get a new head coach this year, Chip Kelly. Got some quarterback controversy. Probably just going to start Kaepernick with the style that.
They say he's hurt now.
He was dressed today, I read. So,
oh, really?
I mean, I would assume that with Chip Kelly there, with the kind of offense that he likes to run, he's starting Kaepernick.
They keep talking about dead arm.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know what they're going to do. They're 31 in the power ranking, so.
Jesus. They should be last.
Who's 32, Browns?
Yeah, they should be last.
The Lions, I think.
Oh, okay.
And the Browns are.
30? They got to be 30.
30, 30, yeah.
Oh, Jesus. I can't wait till we talk about our own team.
I can't believe they think the Browns are better than the. Either one of those teams.
I don't know. Browns are going to go 8-8 this year.
I think the Niners are the worst team in the league. I would like to know who they put 32nd. Did you look?
Yeah, Lions.
I thought it was Lions.
Oh, okay, yeah, they smoking rocks because the Lions have a returning quarterback. The other two teams don't.
Yeah. Well, the Niners, Kaepernick's.
I mean, he didn't play last
Bruh.
Year. I don't understand why everybody hates Kaepernick now so much.
I don't understand.
It has nothing to do with hating. He's terrible. Like, what do you mean?
He was hurt and had, like, one really bad season, all right? And everyone's like, oh, God. I'm like, what the heck? Let the dude come back healthy. Get him some
he's
players around him.
He's probably not even going to be the starter.
Gabbert? Gabbert is not starting over him.
The Browns
he is right now.
The Browns are 32?
Yeah, that's how it should be. That's how it should be. Yeah, Browns are trash cans. I'm interested to see RG3, but we'll talk about that another week.
We will.
I didn't know he was getting a divorce.
That's kind of funny. Especially
he already got
that,
the girlfriend tattooed on him?
That Christmas picture, though.
That Christmas picture.
That was sad. That was a sad picture. Though. When somebody was like, yo, RG3 got the same tree as me, or I got a better tree than RG3.
Charlie Brea had the same tree as Charlie Brown.
That was sad. Anyways, go ahead with the Niners.
So, I guess my prediction for the Niners, I'm thinking like, I don't know, 3-13. Like, I don't see them doing any better than that.
What's their schedule? You know their first few games?
I don't.
You don't know?
I don't. But, I mean, they're in a tough division. They're going to get slapped around by their own division.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Yeah, they're finishing last in the division. That's factual evidence.
Factual. Yeah.
That's the toughest division in football.
It is. But I don't know. I don't think the Rams are going to be that
good. And I don't even know.
Well, we'll discuss that in a second.
I mean, like, I don't even know who you would pick on their team to be a potential even draft. If you even draft anybody in a fantasy draft, like, Torrey Smith and Carlos Hyde, like, the only two guys.
Oh, definitely Hyde, though. Yeah. Didn't one of you guys have Hyde last year?
I did, but he got hurt. Like, he got hurt, yeah. Three. He was, like, tearing it up the first couple games and then got hurt. And he got hurt. Trash can.
Jesus.
So, and the shoe that I would pick to match up with the 49ers is the Adidas Stan Smith.
Why?
Why? Because.
That's boring.
That's boring.
What makes them the Stan Smith
Man.
Of the NFL?
Because the Stan Smiths came out in the late 60s, right around when Montana was drafted. They were at the
60s,
peak.
Man, what?
Or the 70s, right when Montana was drafted. During the 80s and 90s, the Stan Smith and the Niners were winning everything.
I mean, it stands.
That's
out. Technically, the Stan
pick.
Smith still is winning.
You said your Snicker Crazy pick was Hall of Fame podcast
Hall of Fame
worthy.
Podcast worthy.
Stan Smith,
bruh. Then like they like have the same. They have the same history. They tried to bring the Stan Smith 2 out. It failed, just like Alex Smith failed. Then it got hot again a little bit, like around 2010. Jim Harbaugh came in. The Niners got hot again. They were made for each other. The Stan Smith was made for the 49ers. They're both kind of like boring looking. They're classic.
He's trying hard to sell it to you.
You're trying hard to sell that. That's a hard sell. That's a hard sell, bro.
That's how it is.
I don't know, man. If I had to pick a shoe for the Niners, I don't know what it would be. But Stan Smith would have been last on my list.
It's classic. You must hate Stan Smith.
You must love the Niners. Because Stan Smith is a classic worthy shoe that you could always count on.
The 49ers are
if I would have picked Stan Smith, I would have maybe Patriots. But I would pick a different shoe.
You should have said like
I would pick a different shoe for the Patriots. I know what I would pick for them. But if I had to pick like a Stan Smith is like a shell toe. Like you can always count on a Stan Smith. Patriots.
You should have
Niners?
You should have picked like Jordan 14 or something.
Yeah, it should have been something like
Jordan 14.
Yeah, it should have been like a 14.
Something that was super dope back in the day.
Like, yeah, like, and yo. Like, where like every once in a while you're like, yo, that's fire, but this is garbage.
Yeah, back and forth. Exactly.
Yeah, go back and forth. Like, you
and
know
like
what?
In 3 years, ooh. you'd be
yep.
like,
and when they drop last shots in like 3 years, we'd be like, oh, we might cop, man. they drop last shot lows, we'd be like, ooh, like, you never know. That's like a that's a pick, all right? Simple math.
Oh, they're the same history, B.
Yeah, but Stan Smiths are better than the Niners.
They're consistent.
They never suck. Stan Smiths never suck.
They suck sometimes.
Stan Smith is still winning with your boy Pharrell.
Facts.
Winning.
Stan Smith and Pharrell.
Man, Stan Smith, Pharrell versions might
winning.
Be good for like the Rams or somebody.
Greg don't like Pharrell.
You crazy. I'm the biggest Pharrell fan on earth, period.
All man, right? George and I were here talking about how Pharrell helps Adidas, and you were like, Pharrell don't do nothing for Adidas. It's not sit everywhere. It's all suck.
First of all, I didn't say any of that. I did say is he does dress a little wild sometimes. All right? But I love Pharrell.
So you hate Pharrell.
Anyways, George, what's next?
All right, so other team in that division. We haven't done the fourth team yet. This is the third team. The Rams. ESPN power rating, 29th. And I can't believe that because last year they were 7-9. So that's a far fall from 7-9 to being 29th in a power rating.
Yeah, but they got a rookie quarterback now.
Okay. All right. Well, maybe not necessarily. So hold on. Let me get to this. Last year, 7-9, third in the NFC West. Again, they will be third in the NFC West. I think we can agree on that because we just did San Francisco, and San Francisco is a dookie sandwich. In the offseason, the Rams, the St. Louis Rams, became the Los Angeles Rams. Moved
what?
To L.A.
What?
What?
He said, what?
What?
The Rams became the Los Angeles Rams in the offseason. The defense, fire flames. Good secondary. Whoa, whoa, whoa. They got the best probably front four in the league.
But it just never matters. Like, they statistically wise,
it matters.
But they still get whooped.
Okay.
Just so you guys know.
They won. They were the only team that won in Cardinal Stadium last year.
That
won here in Phoenix.
That's what I said. I said Rams.
Okay. Now, I will say this. Jeff Fisher, boring coach, mediocre coach. I love him. He went to USC. Big, big fan.
I didn't know he cut homeboy on Hard Knocks.
Oh, yeah, because he had that girl in there. Yeah.
What?
But that dude wasn't supposed to make the team anyway, I don't think. Man, with the first episode. If you haven't watched it yet, stab yourself in the penis.
Yeah, but that part was all over the internet.
I'm waiting until they all come out.
Stab your. Oh, you turned into Greg now?
Yeah,
stab yourself in the penis.
You're going to be watching it during the week one.
Well, you can watch the Cardinal one then, now.
I got to watch that, man.
All right. So, yeah, you should have talked about that. Actually, matter of fact, talk about that because you did the Cardinals.
I didn't watch it, though.
I know, but you should say what it is, or at least
Hulu.
I don't even know what it's called.
Cardinals Camp.
No, it was on Amazon.
Cardinals Camp.
It was on Amazon, or not was, is on Amazon. They followed the Cardinals all last season. And
is it
was
All Access? Whatever it's called. I forgot what it's called.
I mean, I don't know what it's called, but it's Cardinals it's something. It's like the equivalent of Hard Knocks, but Amazon version. And it's the entire season instead of training camp. And it is dope. Your boy Arians is a super real one. When I heard he was in the hospital, one tear came out.
I heard that this morning. I was like, dang.
Was he in the hospital for?
What's his name?
He didn't even tell us.
What's his name? Get on there and put all
his business
in there.
I didn't do the Cardinal one. He did the Cardinal one.
Was he in the hospital for? Was he in the hospital for?
Well, at first, they weren't saying, but then they interviewed homeboy. They was like, yo, what's up with the coach? He was like, oh, you know, infection in his colon. I said, yo, why you gotta put coach business out there like that? So you gotta tell them that. Hey,
if that was his doctor, he should sue him.
And when they get into the locker room, everybody, yo, why you gotta put coach business out there like that?
No, somebody can be like, yo, how you get cancer in your colon, B?
Anyways, Rams.
Pause. All right, so they moved to L.A. in the offseason, defense fire flames. Person who should have won Defensive Player of the Year in the NFL last year, Aaron Donald, did not, and he should have. Best defensive lineman in the league, I don't care what you say, J.J. Watt can take a flying leap. Aaron Donald is a monster. And
Khalil,
is
a strong word.
Okay, well, you know what I mean. So the top three defensive linemen in the league are Khalil Mack, Aaron Donald, and J.J. Watt, and it's not even – and you could throw your boy from the Broncos in there, even though he's not as good as Mack against the run, and the run counts. Khalil Mack's the best run defender on the front seven in the league. All right, anyways, Aaron Donald should have won Defensive Player of the Year. He probably will this year. Unblockable.
Nah.
Yeah.
Tyrann Mathieu.
Okay.
You facts. All right.
He just got paid. Evidence will show dudes who get big contracts don't necessarily show up.
But he said
right
he already made his goal list.
Okay,
well, he got goals.
I don't care.
Right, he gonna tear it up.
The Rams drafted number one overall in the past draft that just happened in April, and they got the quarterback, Jared Goff from Cal. Watching Hard Knocks, he don't look all that special. Watching that first game they played in the preseason, he don't look all that special. But I was a big Goff fan of Cal. He has a big arm. He'll figure it out. He's just young.
He's no
RG3. I don't think he
no
starts this year, though. I think the other guy starts. The one they got from the Texans. What's his name?
Hoyer?
No.
The other cat? The one that missed all those practices last Hard Knocks?
You thought about dude that
Ryan Mallett?
Nah, he's gone. He might be out the league.
What are you talking about?
I forgot his name. He's a
third stringer?
He started for the Texans like 2 years ago.
JJ Watt?
Yeah, JJ Watt.
Started for the Texans.
Freak. I think maybe he played at.
I can't think of anybody.
Maybe he played at anybody. What's the school that just throw Texas Tech maybe or something? He played at
Johnny
one of
Manziel?
Them schools that like throws it. Simple, go to sleep. He plays like one of them schools that throws it like 50 times a game. I could have sworn.
Know,
I'll have to look it up.
I don't know.
But he's probably gonna be the starter over Goff. Like from watching Hard Knocks, they say he's gonna be the starter. So, anyways, bringing up Hard Knocks, y'all should watch because that show is super dope. The Rams are on there, and
comes on the night, doesn't it?
Last night, episode two. My prediction for the Rams this year, I'm going to say...
Same, right?
I don't believe the 29th thing.
Case
I think
Keenum.
I think they're better. Case Keenum, there you go. So he played at... Where'd he play? At Houston? I was going to say Houston, too. Yeah, that was when Houston had that run and shoot or whatever with June Jones.
Mash Wab?
Okay. Throw it about 50 times a game. Anyways, record, I'm going to say 6-10. I think they're a little bit worse. I think the defense is fire, but they don't have no receivers. They have no receivers. Running back, super dope. I should have mentioned
that. Austin.
Austin? Who Austin?
His last name is Austin. He was kind of dope like a couple years ago.
Austin, Texas? Miles Austin? Is that who you're talking
about? No, Miles Austin.
Tavon Austin.
Tavon Austin.
Okay, he had 500 yards receiving last year.
He was a rookie, I think, last year.
No, he wasn't. It was his second year.
But he got hurt, I thought.
Yeah. No. He's a returner, and they run a lot of reverses with him.
But they
had
no quarterback. That's right. They suck.
Okay.
First of all, I agree with you. They're going to be worse.
They have zero receiving core. They have him and Kenny Britt. All right? Trash. Maybe the worst receiving core in the league.
Kenny Britt's still in the league?
Yes.
I thought Kenny Britt was out of the league.
I'm going to say the Rams will be 6-10. They're going to be third again in that division.
Huh?
6-10.
Kenny Britt hasn't been good since 08.
When Jared Goff takes over in 2 years, I think the Rams will come up because they'll still have that defense, and he's going to be really good.
No, they won't.
He's not.
And the shoe comparison is, this is taking it back a couple years, but I'm going to go with the Giuseppe Zanotti high top with the gloss all over because the Rams, We're the greatest show on turf. Everybody every year thinks they're going to be special. And what do? Take a shit. Dookie.
We picking colorways?
Wait a minute. What?
What?
A Giuseppe?
For the Rams? Giuseppe Zanotti high top because the shoe is glossy and it sucks. Yes, exactly. Glossy. Everyone talks about them every year being good, and they're trash.
I never thought about Giuseppe being good. That's worse than Stan Smith's.
That's what I'm saying. That's the shoe is flashy, but it's terrible. That's my point. I'm not saying people think it's good. So the equivalent is people think the Rams are flashy, but they're trash. You guys understand?
This is kind of dumb, but that's cool. Hey, it's cool.
Okay, you have zero time to comment on the shoe comparison.
Nothing
game.
We trust.
My two shoes were fire flames. I came up with yours, too, matter of fact. So I got three. You have zero, and I got three. Maybe two and a half.
That is the most unoriginal hat I've ever seen.
All right.
I seen a cat the other day.
It's a black hat with a three on it.
Zupa Cafe wearing a Chance 3 hat. I tried to get a picture of him and send it to y'all. It was the most creative thing. It was the most fire thing I seen on person ever.
Yeah. Seahawks.
Skittles.
10-6 last year. Playoffs, right? Beat the Vikings.
It was a weird year. They struggled,
got to the playoffs. I think they the last game they had to win to get in the playoffs was something weird, and they lost. They beat the Vikings off that missed field goal in Minnesota.
It's definitely not as easy to get in the playoffs at 10-6 as it used to be. It's kind of weird.
Second division, obviously lost Lynch, but you know Rawls is pretty good. Actually, really good. They still got, Tyler Lockett?
Well, yeah, but they're talking about Michael really might good. Be the starter because Rawls is injured.
Oh, he's still injured. So Michael, he'll probably be the starter starting out. But they said he went out there for practice. Maybe more
I didn't look today, so I don't know. But
he was out there.
After week one preseason, they were saying Michael will be the starter.
Oh, okay. Maybe I don't know. I might see something wrong. Beginning of the schedule, Dolphins, Rams, Niners, Jets, Falcons. All of those are winnable. You just never know what you're going to get. You just never know what you're going to get out the Seahawks. What are those stands? Them is fire.
Okay, that's not why I'm saying that. I'm just showing him because that's what he picked.
I don't know. Seahawks. Seahawks, I think the exact same predictions. The exact same prediction. I think they'll be 10-6. I think both my teams have picked.
They're number one ESPN power rating right now.
Which I don't even understand that.
Same quarterback, same coach, same defense pretty much.
I would think the Cardinals would have been number one and maybe Seattle like number three and Panthers maybe number two. I think Panthers are the best. What are Panthers power rankings? Because Panthers got better. Their wide receiver is back. They're better. They lost their DB. They lost Norman.
I did read, though, that they're saying in camp. Now, maybe it's because he's coming off a torn ACL, but they're saying the kid they picked like fucking third or fourth round last year from Michigan, Funchess, is better than Benjamin now.
We'll see.
They're fifth.
Funchess is good, though.
They were number two at the post-draft ranking, and now they're five.
Seahawks, great coach. I love Pete Carroll. I mean, he's a USC guy. You hate everybody that is in the Browns.
Pete Carroll looks like Ellen. Like he looks like a lesbian Pete coach. Like, he sucks.
Does that even mean?
He cheats.
What are you talking about?
He said he what?
He cheats.
Man, if you ain't cheating, you ain't winning. You ain't trying.
What is that? It looks like Ellen. What does that mean?
You know, it just bugs me. Like, I don't know. It's like Caitlyn
Everyone
Jenner.
Bugs you.
You hate Pete Carroll?
I don't like Pete Carroll at all. I hate the Seahawks.
So you like Belichick then?
I like Belichick.
I like Belichick.
Yeah.
That's backwards.
I like them both. I like them both.
That's okay. He's saying he hates the guy who's likable and likes the villain. Like, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I don't understand that. That's a little different. Anyways.
Because Belichick's just a dick and he fucking owns it. Like, Pete Carroll's I don't like him.
Pete Carroll has a Super Bowl championship and two
Super Bowl appearances and college Super Bowl championships.
I mean, you can't argue with the results.
Bill Belichick has.
And he should have won another Super Bowl if he'd have just ran the damn ball.
Stupid. Fantasy standout. Tyler Lockett.
That's why he sucks, because of one play in the Super Bowl.
And maybe Rawls, if you could grab Rawls and hold him until like later on the season. I don't know. See how he comes off that. Was it ankle injury, foot injury, whatever it was. But like I said, fantasy standout, Tyler Lockett. I think the Seattle is still going to be a problem for teams. Make the playoffs maybe again at 10-6. We'll see. I think they'll definitely always still be great battles against the Cardinals. I mean, you got Russell Wilson, who was extremely talented.
No, he's not.
And underrated. You're crazy. And
so
underrated.
You hate
Are
everyone.
You just talking junk
yeah,
today?
I mean, he sucks too. Like
Russell Wilson does not suck.
Yes, he does.
Oh, my God. You can't say stuff like that and be a Browns fan.
Well, you're having some issues.
Russell Wilson sucks.
No, that Stan Smith pick must put you in a mood, bro.
I think, and them Cleveland Indians, too. He got like a taste of winning all of a sudden. He thinks, I mean.
Something's funny.
The Cavs won, and the Indians
won. And if the Seahawks would have had that Bahama runner that dove for the finish line on that goal line stand, they would have won the Super Bowl.
Thank you very much.
You need to chill out.
Sneaker, I compare them
She knows
to.
How to get stuff done. Yes. She knows how to win.
I couldn't necessarily pick one sneaker. It was literally like Jordan 3 through 14. I mean, that was like my pick for them because they remind me of that where like you look at Jordan and you'd be like, I'm done. I'm done copping Jordans. I'm done with the Seahawks. Played out. I ain't interested. Whatever. And then like something new dropping, you like, ooh, I might cop that Olympic gold low. As like Seahawks, you'd be like, I'm done with them, whatever. And then they win, then they go and lose. Seattle sucks. And then bam, 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 and they in the playoffs. Like, that's just exactly who they remind me of. So I say they're like Jordan 3 through 14. They just, you say you're never copping a Jordan again, and then something fire drops and you cop it again. You say you're done with Seattle, they're boring now, they're played out. And then they win and get to the playoffs, and they become a big story again. So that's my pick for the Seahawks. Simple. What's next?
They suck.
We still got, like, other teams to talk about, too. What's next?
We got the San Diego Chargers.
Yeah, but
we
started late, though.
Led by Phillip Rivers. They went 6-10 last year.
Led.
Trash.
It's a funny word.
Maybe the worst team in the league.
I don't know. I have them maybe going, like, 5-11 this year.
They were my sleeper team last year.
Yeah.
I thought they were like, ooh.
The problem is,
they're everyone's sleeper team every year.
The problem is,
I think Chris Berman had a streak of like 10 years in a row he picked Buffalo as a sleeper team, and then he started picking the Chargers, and they were both awful the entire run.
Facts.
I mean, the problem is like, Phillip Rivers will go out 1 week and play like the best quarterback in the NFL, and then he'll go out the next week and do
something. See, this is the thing. It's if you get pressure on him, he's trash. Yeah. If you can't get to him, he's going to pick you apart.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's really what it is. It's not. There's not, like, no mystery to it. You know what I mean?
So, I think they're going to go 5-11. They're going to be okay. Like,
think they'll be worse than last year? They have to be better than last year.
It depends on the running game. It depends if homeboy is
He was pretty good. Well, he was a rookie, but he was...
He was dope at Wisconsin, though.
That's been the problem the past 2-3 years is, like, it's a revolving door of running backs ever since... what's his name? Ever since Thompson, yeah. So, I don't know. We'll see. I mean... I always root for the Chargers. I'm a Phillip Rivers fan.
Dude, I think they're a fun team to watch. He's the biggest bitch on the field. You're a fan of him.
Phillip Rivers. Phillip Rivers is my favorite quarterback in the league besides RG3.
Have you ever seen Phillip Rivers how he acts on the field?
Non-Brown.
Are you kidding me?
He's got passion. Oh, you ever seen me pitch? You ever seen me pitch?
Oh, my God.
I'm Phillip Rivers on the softball field, B.
Okay, well, you ain't. Right, I don't want to say anything.
You like Phillip Rivers?
I like Phillip
Rivers. I don't hate him.
No one likes
him. But I don't like him.
I like Phillip Rivers.
Don't like Russell Wilson?
I don't like Russell Wilson at all.
I don't think there's anyone who likes Phillip Rivers. It's like you either are like, or you hate him.
If you're a Chargers fan, you like Gates. You like, you know, Keenan, at the wide receiver, I think. I don't know anybody who likes Phillip Rivers.
I like Phillip Rivers. I want to buy a Phillip Rivers jersey.
Okay. And what else you got?
After McNabb retired and I had to find a new favorite quarterback that wasn't a Brown, it was Phillip Rivers. From McNabb to Rivers.
Yes, NC State.
McNabb is probably somewhere right now faded.
Probably.
Wandering the streets.
Probably in Phoenix.
And that's a fact. What's your sneaker shoe for this?
My sneaker shoe for the San Diego Chargers.
I bet you changed it when we laughed at that.
I did change it. I did. Y'all are bullies. Cyber bullies.
Cyber bullies. Audio bullies.
Audio podcast bullies.
What my shoe.
It better be good.
Wait. Tell me what the original was.
Wait, hold on. Hold on. Because you say you talk about fantasy. Who's there going to be their fantasy people?
I'm going to Travis Benjamin. Like,
why? Because he came from Cleveland?
Because he came from Cleveland.
That's not even their number one receiver.
Travis Benjamin was putting up fantasy points last year.
Keenan Allen still exists.
Keenan Allen was
Travis Benjamin will be putting up points. And he's at a sleepers. He's a sleeper. He's a fantasy sleeper.
They say Keenan Allen was out there destroying somebody on the Cardinals.
Destroying the Cardinals.
Yeah. They was destroying them. They said nobody could cover him. What was your sneaker pick, the original pick?
I have the Chargers going 10-6 now.
Okay. This is the worst sneaker preview ever.
My original pick was the Reebok Classics.
For the Chargers?
Yeah.
So you came in here with Stan Smith and two of the oldest sneakers on earth.
Classics. For classic franchises.
No, what classic? What? They've never won a single thing.
But my new pick for the Chargers.
New pick.
Is the Nike
Yeezy
SB Janowski.
Why?
Because. Because, like, 5-6 years ago, Janowskis were fire. They were everywhere. 5-6 years ago, the San Diego Chargers were probably one of the most fun teams to watch in the NFL. When they had Phillip Rivers and Tomlinson and Antonio Gates, they had that wide receiver. Why can't I think of his name?
McKinnon? McCardell?
Yeah. They were fun to watch. They were a blast.
A blast?
They were a blast.
Bro, I can't take They're you insane, serious, bro.
They're in San Diego. Janowski's belong at the beach. It fits. Janowski sucked now, just like the Chargers do. They sit on Nike.com. You can get them on Swoosh.
This is exactly what you text. That your sneaker comparison of the teams belong in Podcast Hall of Fame. Or
Mine
whatever
do.
You said.
My originals
bro.
Do.
Oh, my gosh, bro. The Janowski, I mean, fine. You know what? I'm not mad at the Janowski, but why? Your reasoning is crazy.
Why?
First of all, the Chargers have never been considered a fun team to watch. I've never been like, well, I can't wait to watch the Chargers.
But you're never like, I'm not going to watch the Chargers because they're on. Have you?
Oh, I hate watching the Chargers.
You hate watching the Chargers.
Facts.
How do you hate watching the Chargers?
I can't
stand. They play in San Diego. They have a lightning bolt on their helmet. Phillip Rivers is their quarterback.
Whenever the Chargers are playing, I can't stand to watch it. When the Raiders are playing the Broncos, I hate watching those games.
The Raiders and Broncos, how do you hate watching an
I can't stand when the Raiders are playing the Chargers or the Broncos play the Chargers. Any of those three teams play each other, I absolutely can't stand it. I love watching them sometimes individually.
AFC West
But the Chargers, I think the Chargers might be my least favorite team to watch.
AFC West rivalry games are second greatest to AFC North rivalry games.
But I can't watch them because the Chargers suck. And then typically at that time, the Raiders are trash. The Broncos have been up and down over the last few years. You know what? The Chargers are my least favorite team to watch on TV. I'd rather watch the Browns, even though I know the results.
Of course you'd rather watch the Browns.
You know what? That may be because... All right. You got any more teams?
The Cowboys are my least favorite team to watch ever.
You said you wanted
to. They suck.
Matter of fact, I meant to.
I hate her today.
And I only like Tony Romo. He's the only person on the Cowboys I like. I hate everybody else on the Cowboys. I like Tony Romo. I hate everybody else.
And you know what's funny?
I hate Jerry Jones.
No. Out of every player on the Cowboys, you pick Romo to like? I love
only
him.
One.
But I'm a Cowboys fan.
He's the only player on the Cowboys I like. I root for Tony Romo.
And you don't like Des Bryant?
When he throws the ball to Des Bryant, I hope he drops it. I don't like Des Bryant at all. I like Murray before he got traded.
Do you like Elliott?
No.
I think Simple only likes. I've heard
you like Sean Lee.
No.
Like anybody?
No.
You like Tony Romo? Everybody.
I think we're starting to figure out a pattern here. He likes only white athletes.
I like RG3. Josh Gordon. Josh Gordon's my favorite player in the NFL. All
right. He's not even in the NFL.
He is now.
You like RG3 because he plays for Cleveland now.
Yeah, you hate
most racists like the players on their team, but hate them everywhere else.
I like Josh Gordon. Josh
He's
Gordon,
on your
favorite
team.
Players ever.
He's on your team.
Andre Rison.
I can't, man. I can't. Sneak this.
Donovan McNabb.
The sneak this football NFL preview has zero credibility. We don't. Oh, my goodness. All right. Let's talk about Chiefs. Chiefs going to do anything this year?
Yeah. I think they're going to win the division.
Okay. Wait a minute. No, they're not. Raiders are.
In my opinion, the Chiefs are going to win the division. 11-5 for the Chiefs.
And then out the first round, just like every single year in the
playoffs.
Okay.
I'm fine with it.
Oh, who's on it? Is Charles back? Charles is back.
They still have a very good defense.
Homeboy back. Wide receiver. Eagles.
Yeah, Macklin.
He's back. But he'll be hurt again. Probably a week.
Three.
They got a very good tight end, Kelce.
Great tight end. Quarterback, safe.
Pause, by the way.
They drafted, what's his name, who's a good quarterback, who definitely, shite, not Stanford.
I don't remember.
I can't remember, but he's like a better version.
I mean, Alex Smith is starting, obviously.
Yeah,
but.
I think he's like a better version of Alex Smith. I can't think of his name right now. Or maybe they picked him up. Maybe not drafted. I don't know. Oh, I'm talking about Foles. They picked up Foles. Foles, whatever. Yeah. But they did draft somebody,
he's
though.
He's a Wildcat, but he
No,
sucks.
They drafted somebody. I don't know. Sneaker comparison. I mean, let's start a simple. Who would you compare the Chiefs to, sneaker-wise?
The Kansas City Chiefs.
if you say Air Force One all whites.
Yo. Because Kansas City
I would
is
compare the Kansas City Chiefs to...
What you got? Stressed, boy. Stressed.
To the...
Actually, Stan Smith would not be a bad one because the Chiefs won the... They were at the very beginning of the NFL's history. They were the second best team, and now they're really good again. So it's back.
Georgia's doing a lot of your work, bro. Georgia's doing a lot
Flying
of your work.
Air
this
Max
week.
One.
I can't.
Because just when you thought the Air Max was dead, it's reinvented. The rebirth of the Kansas City Chiefs.
He's doing a lot of selling.
He's selling like cookies. Car selling.
He should right. be.
The Chiefs, if I had to pick anything the Chiefs to compare to, yeah, Stanford guy, Hogan. If I had to pick,
yeah, he sucks.
If I had to Kevin Hogan, if I had to pick anybody who, I'd probably pick like a weak Timberland boot is... You could throw them
just
joints on.
Bland.
You throw them joints on every single day, and they'll. But at the very end, they'll fail you. They just boots. They're just heavy boots. You throw them joints on in the morning, and by the end of the day, you're like, yo, these joints are just big, bulky, and suck.
All right. Well, now I can't use that.
A non. A non-steel toe wheat boot.
A non-steel toe wheat boot. End of the day, you got
you
stains on it, water
a
drops.
A wheat Wolverine non-steel toe work boot.
What you got? Who you can think?
Dickie Chief, boot.
Chiefs. George.
What?
Compared
what shoe?
To.
Oh, so he's taking the one that I gave him?
No. I took Flying Them Air Max 1s.
Oh, okay. Well, then Stan Smith. Good one. All the sneakers you got... You came in here with Reebok Classic and Stan. You don't even own a Stan Smith.
I do too.
Oh no, you do. But you just bought that.
We should be doing.
I had Stan Smith for years.
We should be doing the Cowboys today because I got a good one for the Cowboys. I'm
I got
you.
A great one for the Cowboys.
Oh, I got a great one for the Cowboys too.
Angry.
I got a great one for the Cowboys too.
Birkenstocks. All right.
Nobody wants.
I know my team is untrustworthy, so I'm not even going to say it. We're going to say that for another week. Broncos, good this year? Playoffs?
I don't think so.
They can't
but it's hard to say.
I think it depends.
Peyton Manning
it depends.
Last year.
It depends
they won the Super Bowl.
If Paxton Lynch is any good. If Paxton Lynch is any good.
He's not going to play, though.
How do you know? You never know. By week five, he could be the starter.
Yeah, but
it's not like he's going to stop practicing between
yeah,
now
but
and
by
then.
Week five, if he becomes a starter, that means they're 0-5 then. They're not going to play him.
Not
they're
if,
gonna
not
play.
If they're like 2-2 and Sanchez is just trash.
Yeah,
know
but they'll
trash.
Play. They'll play. What's his name before him? Is that what's the the guy that was there already? Sensei, whatever his name is, white dude. That might be the starter.
The sensei,
whatever his name
nah,
is,
Sanchez.
Oh, well, did they say that already?
He started the first preseason game. I mean, I'm just saying, like, who's their starter right now? I'm not saying he's going to be the starter for the season. Their defense is going to be the best defense in the league, and will carry them. It's going to be between them and the Raiders for a wild card spot, I think.
Seaman. Trevor Seaman. Whatever his name is. I don't know what this geek's name is. F.U. Oh. A.O. Stan Smith. Yo, Reebok Classics.
I'm going to say the defense, number one defense in the league, number 32 offense in the league.
They're going to
actually,
suck.
Them and Cleveland, two worst offenses.
They'll suck. Sneaker comparison, simple. Broncos.
The Broncos?
Wait, what's the record? What's their record going to be?
10-6.
10-6.
10-6? Playoffs, too?
It's going to be on the borderline. We're going to see.
That means you have zero faith in your Raiders. You got
no,
the Chiefs
No, not zero faith.
Division.
I got to see Carr do it for an entire season instead of 8 games. He did it for 8 games last year.
Nah. They're
and Amari Cooper led the league in drops. You got to catch the football.
He's a rookie, though.
That's why I'm saying I need to see it.
He takes a lot of passes over the middle, too, though, sometimes, I think.
Well, he was hurt last year, so we'll see if that makes a difference. We'll see.
Who do you compare the Broncos to, Simple?
The Air Jordan 7.
And why?
I hadn't thought that far.
All right.
Because it's like a shoe that you want to like, but you always find a reason to hate it.
Nah.
And like, there's like times like I wanted to root for the Broncos, but I've always hated the Broncos.
I've never, ever, one time in my life been like, I might root for them.
Well, of course not. Like, I never would root ever for the Steelers, but like, they're in my division, so that doesn't count for you. But it's like I want to like sevens, and like people like them, but I just can't.
Like sevens.
My comparison
I don't
is
like sevens.
A Mexican leather sandal.
Yes, from Sinaloa.
Exactly.
I don't know, man. They're
you're not going to get a fair comparison from me, so you might as well just
Broncos
do it.
Are like, you know, I would say like a slide. Like a Adidas slide or something. You can just always count on it. You keep that mug at the front door. You just put it on, go to the mailbox. You can always count on it. It's there. That's
put
how
it
I can.
Go to the mailbox.
Oh, crap. I got to go to the store real quick. Pick the kids. You throw your slides on, pick the kids up, come back home.
The only time I like the Broncos is when they had Jake Plummer.
You like the. You're. If we did top 10 our favorite NFL players, your list would be wild. McNabb, Jake Plummer,
Philip Rivers.
Rivers.
He said McNabb.
Andre Rison.
He didn't say that.
He said McNabb.
Andre Rison.
Jeez. Jeez. I do like Rison, but chill.
Andre Rison was a G. He was such a G that he got his house burned down.
Well, he's a G for getting his house burned down and taking it like a G because he took it like a G because he took it better than I would have. Anything else? Nothing else you guys want to discuss?
That's it. Stan Smith, Reebok Classics.
All right, man.
Gucci flip-flops.
All right. Well, that's it. George, anything else?
Nothing.
Ryan?
I'm excited for this football season to start. College and pro. I know Simple is a...
College is Dookie.
He doesn't like college, so he's not a man.
God.
College is Dookie.
What's
not a male. He's
weekend?
A female.
Been had those fests
this weekend.
Is that on the... That's on the
August 20th. From noon to 7.
Free.
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 Check it out. Be there. Be square. Go out. Buy yourself some Stan Smiths. Get a 49ers Kaepernick jersey. Wear it. That's a sneak tip.
That's literally the worst outfit on earth.
With
the anti-hype beast.
I can't believe he had the nerve to say Travis Benjamin.
Travis Benjamin is like their sleeper.
Well, that's fine to say that.
You mean he's asleep.